Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Howard Eskin on Light. Hi, Howard.
Good morning.
Can you change a flat tire, Howard?
Yes.
Can you?
Howard, I was in here one night when you waited an hour and 2-3 hours for somebody to come pick up your car because it had a flat.
Because I didn't feel like changing the flat tire.
All right, but you can in a crisis. What about jump starter? Can you do that?
That's simple. And you should know which terminals on the battery.
Yeah, I don't.
The cable. I mean, that's pretty simple.
I don't know where the terminals are. I called them a spigot a minute ago, Howard.
Yeah. But I know about and about dogs panning. When you were younger, in your younger days, you had a lot of dogs panning, I'm sure.
All right.
Wow.
Howard, let's
Howard,
get to the
can't
sports.
Say that.
Howard Eskin, this is what I need to know. That was bad. Howard, the Allen Iverson thing. You were very involved. You were right in the middle of all that stuff. What's your take on how that went down on Sunday night?
That was absolutely brutal. That was a bigger ripoff than what the Sixers are doing, and that is ruthless what they're doing. That 3-on-3, first of all, 3-on-3 ain't going to work. Right. It'll never be back here after what happened. It's basketball. I saw Julius Erving actually yesterday, and I was talking to him about it. He was at my quick, was a big part of this First Tee golf event, which I went to, and Doc was there. I said, Doc, you got to be kidding me with this stuff, right? He says, no, these guys want to make the NBA again. I said, okay. He says, that's great. they're not good enough. And then the worst part about it, it's not good basketball.
Right.
Raul, whatever, the guy who used to play with Denver that came out of LSU, a little guy that turned Muslim. Good guy. I mean, quick. He's 48 years old, and he's playing this thing, and he's the quickest guy on the court. it was just terrible. And then Iverson not playing, and then not telling people beforehand, like a half an hour before his team's supposed to come out, that he's not going to play, and then to tell people that his doctor advised him. I can't read. He probably hasn't seen a doctor for 20 years.
So you don't buy the doctor thing at all?
Oh, no. And then Julius tells me he was in the hospital overnight. I said, come on, Doc. He wasn't in the hospital overnight with his buddies. He was doing something, but it wasn't in the hospital overnight.
Howard, Doc said that he was dehydrated. We actually got the cut of Doc saying he was dehydrated. From what? What was his problem?
Well, I don't want to say it. Let's just put it this way. He was I'm sure he was partying.
Oh. That's even worse.
I know. But that's what he does. But, hey, listen, all he has to do is come out there and run a couple of plays. But I think he's so out of shape and he's embarrassed. He played in the game, I guess it was in New York. He threw up one or two air balls. He couldn't get to the basket.
Wow.
So maybe it's better that people don't get that image, that he can't play a little bit anymore. So I said to Julius, I said, wouldn't you guys just let him go to the basket one time because it's Philadelphia? He said, no, we haven't won a game. Our guys aren't letting him go anywhere.
Wow.
So it's not a good look. They brought in a lot of celebrities. It was on Fox Sports 1 last night. That was even worse. They actually televised these games a day later, but they still televised the games.
It's a scam.
But AI not playing is just, that's flat out wrong. Because you gave people the impression that he was going to play.
You alluded to the other thing I want to ask you about the Sixers, and that's Club 76, their new plant. Even the, by the way, I'll have new information on Club 76.
Okay.
It's pretty funny, but I want to get Howard's take. Howard, they want to charge you to be on a season ticket waiting list and then charge you every year and not apply whatever you pay toward the bill that you're going to have to pay for the season tickets. What do you think of that plan?
Well, it's ruthless.
Oh.
Ruthless. It's disgraceful. I'll give you what's even worse. A friend of mine has a 10-game plan. Good locations. They call up. They have a rep call up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon one day. Now, at work. Now, people are calling a lot of times. They're working. It goes to their voicemail. So he gets the message. 3 o'clock, mind you. He calls back the next morning at 10 a.m. You know, they want to find out if he wants to renew his 10-game plan or extend it into a full season. Calls back at 10 a.m. Oh, we've already taken your seats. We're
what?
Using them for a full season. Yes. Yes.
Holy mackerel.
They took his seats. Now he has to wait to see what his seats are. And, of course, he's got the deposit. And the same thing with that. If you, it's a $200 deposit on the 10-game plan. If you don't like the locations they call you back with, it's non-refundable.
I know, it's amazing. No, you're right. You're screwed. They're never giving you your money back.
You're not getting your money back. How about this? They advertise with StubHub, right? And everything's StubHub. There's no ticket office anymore. It's just sales reps. They advertise with StubHub. Hey, sell your tickets on StubHub. If you sell more than 10 tickets of your season tickets, they have the right, 10 games, they have the right to take your tickets back.
What?
Yes.
Al, did you hear that?
Yeah, this has become an issue.
Ten games out of the 41,
if
right, John?
If you sell more than 10 games out of the 41,
wow,
they have the right to take your tickets back. Yet, they're telling you to go sell them on StubHub.
That's unbelievable.
They have not sold 14,000 tickets. That's such a false.
Wait, you don't even buy that. You don't think that.
Oh, not even. I've talked to people. Let's put it this way. I've talked to people that used to be involved with the team. There is not a chance. Even when you add, and they count season tickets, 10-game plans, they add those all together. Even with that, it's not 14,000. They're creating this illusion that you don't, that they don't have tickets left. So after they find out what the market, and they will find out what the market is on the tickets with StubHub, after they find out what the market is, they're going to come back, and then they're going to obviously raise the prices on whatever those tickets were to meet the market.
Jeez.
So it'll be different than the previous price, but all of a sudden they'll have season tickets. And, hey, listen, when you put down your $200, whether it's full season or whether it's 10 game, they could offer you tickets up in the corner in the upper level or the end zone in the upper
Unbelievable.
Level. Well, I'm sorry. You know, you just, that's what's available.
Ruthless.
Well, I don't want them.
I like your word, ruthless, out. I got to move over for a second here to the Eagles because Doug Peterson, some interesting stuff coming out today about Doug Peterson. Said when he first started last year, I'm sure you were at that first news conference, he was intimidated by the crowd there. Now he's talking about how they do have to improve on 7-9. I mean, what does he have to do to make sure that his job is secure beyond the season?
Well, I think 9 wins is, you know, barring major injuries,
right.
And nobody wants those. I think he's got to win 9 games. I think that's... that's the bottom line that he's got to win 9. But, I like a guy. We all like a guy, to be honest. But he also said, and I don't know where he said it. He must have said it in Tahoe when he was at the golf tournament, that this team is better than the Green Bay team.
That was amazing, too.
Yeah.
What's
you know,
he thinking?
I like his boldness. But that really puts a lot of pressure on him by saying that. He may believe that. Brett Favre was the quarterback with those teams, and they had some really good teams out in Green Bay. Now, I don't know which year team he was talking about, but it does put some pressure on it. But I think 9 wins, again, you got to see how it all plays out. It's a real hypothetical question, but I think 9 wins is a point that I think he's got to get to.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I did look at it. I think he's talking about either 96 or 97, the 2 years the Packers went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and
well,
I got to
right.
look at their roster. Howard, there's no way the Eagles have as good a team as either of those. You're right.
No,
Favre is a Hall of Famer. He's the quarterback. We get a kid we don't know yet about Wentz.
Yeah, I remember that team. They were a 12-point favorite in the Super Bowl. I was at the game in San Diego, and they lost to Denver. Whether they lost or not, they were really a good team.
Yeah.
Yes, they were really a good team.
All right, Howard, but if I run into a problem on the roadways, can I call you to come out and help me out?
Yes. You can call me anytime. I'd be glad to help you out, but no panning.
No, because the one thing I'm worried about is that you won't be in the mood when I call you like you were that day that you waited hours here at WIP. That's all
I'm
worried about.
I wasn't in the mood because it took so long for the service because they kept on telling me I was coming in. I just didn't feel like changing a tire.
All right.
I was about to go do it.
Just, he wasn't in the mood.
He wasn't in the mood.
He could do it. He could do it.
He didn't want to get his suit all dirty.
He didn't want to make that nice suit dirty.
Yeah. For a coat on.
Any loser can change a tire, and any loser can drive.
I can't.
I
can't do either
one.
You're
not a loser, then.
Do you think less of me, Howard, because I can't?
No, it was long ago I thought less of you.
Get out of here, Howard.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.